I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good morning, kind fellow. Oh,
Patchouli.
Wait. Oh, shit. It's afternoon. Sorry. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah. I'm swell.
I'm swell
I'm
also.
I'm apparently still adjusting to the new Skype ringtone or the new...
Sounds like a bunch of bloppy bloops.
It just sounds like it forgets what it's here for, you know, just at the beginning. It starts... It's like when you're in... Maybe when you're waking up from a lucid dream and you start to say something and then it starts to muffle and then you wake up and you're just sweating and the cat is running away. And that's what this new Skype thing sound. It reminds me of.
You need to try to record like that sound and insert it for everyone to hear. And they'll be like, that is strange.
Yeah, well, I'll put that in there. And then, so I'll probably have to call you randomly. But that also reminds me of the other morning when I farted so hard that I woke myself up and my cats scattered.
Why is that always funny?
The life of a socialite bachelor is one of intrigue and variance.
Mystery.
Yeah. Mysterious odors and emotions.
I'm sorry.
Some people call it a perfume of musk. Some people call it a fart.
A perfume of musk. I'm sorry. That's like the video I was telling you about where they, on heat sensor cameras where they caught that lady farting. Now someone took that little piece and made it to a little GIF on Pinterest.
Oh, perfect.
God, it's good.
Her whole family will see that.
Well, you can't really tell who she is. She looks...
Oh, that's too bad. Someone needs to ID
her.
I
know, please. Can someone please ID this heat, like, infrared lady?
Yeah.
She literally just farts and then, like, turns. It's like, yes.
I haven't seen this meme, but I'm confident it's... I would enjoy it. It sounds like a real hoot.
It sounds like a real toot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Dang.
Damn.
Damn!
Just dropping ass.
Do you have Pinterest?
I don't know. No. I kind of think. Because it was one of those ones that's so needy about you signing up that it's just unattractive.
No, once you sign up, it's done. You're done. It's
well,
over.
I know,
it's
but
so easy.
Before you do, you're sitting there like someone sends you a link from Pinterest and you go check it out. And then you scroll down a little ways and then a gigantic thing pops up.
It's like, hey, you like what you see? You can't see it now because I'm here. Do you want to see more? Sign up for our services. You will have to unsubscribe from our mailing list.
That's true.
Yeah, it's, I don't need that hassle. That's all they want. They want me to sign in. They want me to sign in with Facebook. They want access to my friends. They want to just... It's like... Companies are creepy now. It's like you just
That's
meet them,
true.
And before you even check out any of their services, they want to like reach their hands inside your coat pockets and just give you a good rub down.
Jason,
it's like
it legit feels like that though.
It feels like that to me.
It does.
I already
don't
like people touching me. I don't like companies touching my information. That's private.
Stop
those
touching.
Are my. That's my private information. Excuse me.
You are touching my private information.
Point out to me on the website where they touched you. Was it here?
It was.
Was it here? Was it here on the internet work?
They did.
Were you all violated?
Oh, God. Okay, I sent you the link of the fart. That's amazing.
Oh,
I
perfect.
Sent it to you, and then I'll send you, but you don't... But it is true. I agree. It's like, they're like, hold on. Your firstborn, will you please sign him over? Then you may get email notifications from us. It's like, I barely want email notifications.
It's going to be like, there's going to be a new service called, it's like Rumpelstiltskin, but spelled without enough vowels. But it's something that like sends your mail to your suits and then folds your suits. And then after you die, your family gets this package. But it's a new, like, you know, just Airbnb type service.
Yeah.
This is one of the many services they offer. Otherwise, you know, packet delivery, just in general, like packets of data, ketchup.
Packets of ketchup, very useful.
Yep. You know, anything in between. The parcels, packets, parsleys.
Parsley. Oh, remember? Oh my gosh, I just had the craziest memory. Remember when we used to go to restaurants when we were little with mom and dad, and you and I would fight over who got the parsley on as the garnish to eat it?
Oh, whoa.
Well, you and I know you don't remember anything. You and I loved parsley. It was the curly leaf parsley. And we both, not the flat leaf, that's so gay. We liked the curly leaf parsley. And we fought over it. It would be, and then mom and dad would be like, hold on. Okay, who had it last time? And mom would be like, I think it was Katrina. And then I would just steal it while they're arguing about it.
You know, someone, if they thought ahead, just have some freaking parsley in a little bag in your purse and just whip it out. Be like, hey, now everybody has parsley. Shut up.
I know, shut up. Mom did that one time. Not exactly that, but she's like, I'm sorry. Could you bring out some more parsley? My children fight over it. And we're like, yeah.
We need a parsley plate, thank you.
They did. They were like, okay. But mom was like kind of proud of it because she's like, it's green and my kids are eating it. Aren't you proud? I'm the best mom.
It's like the stupidest salad ever.
That's like people on Facebook or like when they're at restaurants, like, oh, there was a friend of a friend of mine, or I guess she's an acquaintance online of a friend of mine, who was like, her she posted with her kid the other day, which they're all just open mouth selfies. Close your mouth. You're not catching any dick. Not with that face. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, that got saucy. All right, all right. I wasn't prepared for me either.
So bitchy. Wow.
Wow. Anyway, she has her, like, these open mouth selfies with her, like, 5-year-old, and she's just like, hashtag Taco Tuesday, hashtag tacos are live, hashtag, oh my gosh, I love my son, hashtag. And you're just like, yeah, tacos. Isn't that, like, so Lego Movie ago? Ugh. Like, it was cute for, like, 2 months for people to be like, Taco Tuesday, where you're all getting killed.
Wait, there's a significant amount of baseline excitement that's allotted for tacos, so it's very difficult to overdo it.
But she did. It was very
successful. I know. It's like, tacos are great. They are worth celebrating, but if you're over-celebrating tacos, you've got yourself an addiction and a problem, and someone needs to come get that baby from you.
Yes. Yes. Because,
a baby cannot, like, what is she, breastfeeding taco milk? What's going on with that?
Is that queso in your nipple? What is that?
Yeah. It's curdled. Ew. This isn't how this is supposed to work. It's picante.
Oh, picante. Oh, the other one is pico de gallo. This is what she said. I told Jay he could pick anything he wanted for dinner. And he said, Mom, it's Tuesday. You know, Taco Tuesday. I knew I loved this kid. Hashtag
theme song, jingle, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos are great, but these people sound terrible.
I would like to make a note.
Someone,
these people
please.
Should not have access to social media or any online because please they're clearly a little disabled. They're too able.
You should hit him up. Be like, you should apply for mental handicap status because this is a retarded thing that you said. So, just want you to. I'm looking out for you.
Nope. You have to be honest with these people.
Like, you've heard of the ward police, okay? I'm not quite them. I'm the retard police. So they don't really like me, but I have a job to do. I have more work to do than they do.
Especially now
because of them. I have to go dismantle the word police. I'm going to the word administration.
Administration. No, there is an entire organization to it, surprisingly.
I'm going to set the record gay.
Marvin right. Gay?
Sure. That guy was classy.
And he had records.
Yeah, a good point. And records are very popular now.
They're coming back. You can make bowls vinyls. Out of them.
People are making bowls out of them?
Yes.
A shitty record. Like, who is it? That's awesome. I love that because it's a bowl and because it's just shitting on the recording artist who poured their livelihood into this disc. It's like Lance's best hits or something, and then you just pull it out of the sleeve with a guy in a pink tuxedo on the front wearing sunglasses and a very large mustache.
Yep, here it is, on Pinterest.
He's standing alone.
How to make a vinyl record bowl. Repurposing.
That's awesome. I love that. And then I don't know what you could put in the bowl. Like,
they had some oranges in here, in this one.
Well, yeah. That seems favorable.
Some people put their keys.
Keys. Oh, it'd be great for a key party. Just talking about, like, get an old Led Zeppelin record that doesn't play anymore. Turn it into a bowl. You could take all the old records that are all worn, turn them into balls for key
parties.
Apparently,
you can do it with CDs, too. These people are creative and have way too much time on their hands.
That's a tiny little ball, though. It's like an
ash. It's pretty cute. Yeah. Oh, there you go. It out? This is where I store my ash.
Yeah. I kind of want to make stuff out of records now. I think there's shitloads of those sitting around. You can make some. You can make like lampshades out of the ones that are transparent.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh yeah, someone here has like pendant lighting. They're using records as like pendant lights. They've got a. That looks pretty cute. Man, all the things can be found.
I bet if you melted two records into like shallow bowl shapes and then attach them, you can make little flying saucers, little practical effects for your movies.
I think
there.
Mom has entire rooms of records, so you can get to work, Mr. Artist.
We haven't found any in the big room yet, so we'll have to continue.
I know it.
They're somewhere.
See, these people, they just put it like in like the oven and it just cooks in this really cool way, and then you can paint it and. Man, you could do a shit with this stuff. Wow.
Dude, you could take a
Forget
record.
Forget about the music and the usability.
Yeah, screw that. Let's just like start
New art.
Printing blank records or just learn how to like plastic form.
Yeah, there's a lot that are already out there. But there is something really neat about like having an actual record player and playing it. I still love it. I still am fascinated by it. I'll watch that little needle move and I'm just like, ah!
Well, I don't think anyone's come up with a classier way to produce sound. I mean,
there
I don't know if
there is none classier. These kids and their iPods.
Oh man, these kids Glasses. And their iPods, especially the iPod. The iPods aren't a thing anymore. Have you noticed that? That's just
There's
iPhones.
There's an iPod Touch, but nobody has them. Well, I got.
They went away.
I got Wyatt a little one before he got his iPhone. I got him one of the little iPod.
I mean,
ones.
But Wyatt, your eldest son, luckily you didn't have a run-in with Rumpelstiltskin.com, .business.biz.cool.
Obviously.
.obvi. No,
so, I got it
so
he could, like, play around and not drop his phone, because it doesn't have
But
a
screen. So that's your oldest son, though. See, your other kids, they don't even know. If you told them, like if you say to Roscoe iPod, they'll be like, hey, screw you, old man, because he'll be confused.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
and he thought
and
I
angry.
Was a man. Yeah.
Yeah, just, he's really rebuffing against, you know, the man, quote, unquote.
Okay.
So don't take it personally. That's just a, I don't mean to tell you how to parent, but don't take parenting personally.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With your vast amount of experience,
me.
I'll listen.
Yeah, all the children that I've ignored in public have taught me a lot about the right things to tell other parents.
I feel pretty good about this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. All the children I've ignored in public.
Yeah.
Read a book once. You know.
They talk a lot about tough love, you know, in a parenting situation, but what about gentle hate? How about that? Just a little. If a tiger just came up when you were seven and snatched you by the leg and gave you a good shake and left you a couple scars and then let you go. And it's like, okay, now you learned your lesson, didn't you? That hurt. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But you're alive and you have a limp now forever. But good for you. You'll never play soccer again. Your high-lie career is over before it began.
Let's hope you're creative.
You have a low-lie career.
A high life, hot low life.
Yeah. Miller High Life. Why doesn't Miller get a High Life sponsorship go? Maybe it's because it'd be very confusing to the brand. Never mind.
Well, someone the other day was like hashtagging a bunch of stuff, trying to sell something. They're my favorite kind of people on Facebook. Mm. Anyway, she was trying to sell something. And she used one of the she took a picture of herself using one of the silly filters on Snapchat. And then starting to be like, do you really want to make changes in your life? Well, boy, do I have the product. Oh, that's all I hear. I don't know what she actually said. I hear dumb, like, rehearsed things in my head. And then she, like, hashtagged her natural ice beer by hashtagging it Nati, N-A-T-I, and then has cigarette. And I was just like, yeah, you seem healthy. You should probably sell, like, healthy things.
Yeah, people who talk a lot about health, they're compensating for something. Those photo filters, the ones with the
are my favorite.
That turn people's faces into dogs and like other crap. I think I
already
with...
look like a dog.
Huh?
I said
what?
I was being mean again. I said you already look like a dog.
Oh, bitch. No, I'll take that. Thank you. There's some very lovely breeds out there. Like, if I look like a collie, that's a very svelte. But like
not
a,
you specifically, but like...
An Italian people. Greyhound. That's a very handsome dog.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, are they. They look like they should always have a bow tie.
Those photo filters make me feel like a African tribes lady. I want to be inclusive. Like if a bunch of people of non-specific ethnic origin came to our village and were taking photos. Yeah, took photos and I'd be like, "Hey, stop that! It's taking my soul. I want you to do it." And I take the Accorda camera, the little accordion, because at this time I am dating this back a ways. So we're perhaps in the 1950s. Of course, from my perspective, I don't know this. I'm a lowly villager in Africa, of also unspecified racial makeup, because I don't want to judge. I would be scared of this device taking my soul. And similarly, in this era, I, a stranded African in America,
princess
of undisclosed origin. Would be frightened to have these filters applied to my variously ethnic face, my indescribably multicultural bone structure. I would not like to have that alter digitally my appearance, and I would think that it would take a part of my personage to have this happen.
Or what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I love that you've even tried some of the filters.
I have not.
It sounded like you did.
That was the opposite of what I just said.
No, I think you've done it, and I want to.
No,
see
I'm not letting any of those things touch my face. If anybody does, I'm literally gonna grab the iPhone. I'm gonna grab your stupid little phone from your hands,
even if
your little
it's your
hands,
own.
Yeah. like a savage, and just smash it against a rock.
Oh, rock!
I will smash your iPhone against a rock. You do not take your photos of me. I do not want your filters on my face.
I like how you were talking normal and then you said, oh, rock. You'll hear that back. It's pretty good.
No, I heard it.
Like, now you're in the accent, but, like, before it was, like, normal, and then you got super, like...
What is normal?
Rafiki. Who knows?
How dare you say what is normal?
See, I think I use Snapchat wrong, because I...
Oh, get there.
I take all the pictures.
Stupid.
But I never send them, and then I have.
Oh yeah, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh,
that was upsetting, though. I mean, I will tell you that, like, that's just aside. Seeing whatever that was.
I sent you some because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send them to other people. I'm only going to send it to people who I know will be like, "That's dumb." And so I'm just like, "Yeah, but you had to look at it."
Horrify friends and family with bizarre filters that came from, like, it's like. Some of these filters, I think, came back on the event horizon, and they're just leaking into the system. Like, it's slowly driving people mad the way sugar gives you cancer over decades.
Slowly taking away your health.
This is why I refuse.
This is slowly taking away your mental health.
Photo filter. I smash your phone on a rock.
Not this again.
Nah, this again. This exact thing again.
Again. I don't know. Okay. I know. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this morning, Anne and I were catching up on Big Bang Theory.
Have a whole bunch of banked episodes, and you're just like, oh, we got five again now. It's just time to shotgun them.
Yeah.
Straight to the first.
No, we only had two. But man, those people are genius. That show is so freaking funny. I can't even. That show is so good.
It's a pretty fun show.
They deserve all the monies.
Here, you can have my monies. Take them.
At the end of one of the episodes, not this most recent one, but the one before, what's her name? Mayim Bialik's character. I always forget her character. Oh, Amy Farrah Fowler. She was singing the Soft Kitty song to Sheldon, and then he asked her to do it in German, so she did it in German, and he says, now in Mandarin. And she did it, and I don't even know if it's the actual words, but it was hilarious. I want to learn how to say that song in Mandarin, because it was awesome. And I wouldn't learn how to speak Mandarin, never, because I heard it's the hardest language to learn.
Oranges are really popular, and I want to know what they have to say.
They're so delicious.
Orange you going to say something?
I had four organic Mandarin oranges yesterday, and I hand-picked them. Instead of buying a bag, I hand-picked four that I thought would be perfectly delicious. And I was right. I have skills. These are unrecognized skills by society, but to me, picking a good orange or apple or in the produce section, that brings me a lot of joy. I'm very proud of myself. I have to find ways to pat myself on the back every day.
Start volunteering, you know, a couple hours every afternoon, just hanging out in the produce section. Like, oh, no, you don't want that
option. No, my God, that totally sounds... It's odd that I felt when you said that. I was like, that sounds fun.
Yeah, you have your own apron. It's like, it's not the store's...
And I'm not paid at all.
Yeah, you're not... It's not... Like, you're not affiliated. You make that clear, too, when people ask, oh, I don't work here. I'm just, you know, just volunteering. Just I haven't told them that either.
You know, yeah, I know. You're going to buy anything? No, I'm just going to stay over here.
They don't know yet, and if you could just keep it on the DL, that'd be sweet. Thanks.
Well, because there's some where, like, I'll be getting produce, and I just shake my head like they're trying to sell that. Just so, like, snooty. Like, that's the hardest avocado I've ever groped. Nice try.
Well, what if you want an avocado in 10 days?
In 2 weeks, it might be ready.
So, game, set, match. I like my avocados I like to get to know my avocados, and I like to
name them before I murder them and slice
them. The ambiance, you know, I like to get the effervescence of
lights and
like
candles.
an open line of communication between osmotically between me and my avocados.
Anthony calls them
the with the osmotic avocados. That's all we're done.
Anthony calls them guacamoles, and so now I've caught myself in the store being like, "Oh, where do they have any guacamoles?" And I'm like, "Shit!" They're avocados. They're not guacamoles.
Or if you do like guacamoles, then they become camels. You know, just it could be the guacamoles versus the you say guacamole, I say guacamole.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Well, what did I buy the other day? I bought something and I was just like, no one's going to buy those peppers. Because they were just like soft, kind of. Or like
bitch peppers. You're going to make some bitch chili? Because that's what you're going to get out of these bitch peppers.
It's going to taste like a bitch.
Such a bitch move.
Man. Well, man. I bought a cucumber the other day.
Better check your bitch recipe.
You have to like fondle the cucumbers, the cukes. Because what I found
cukes and zooks.
Kicks and zigs. What I found is they have a soft tip on either end. Mm. It's going to go bad soon. So you need a firm cucumber and make sure they don't have soft ends, because then it's like, then I get yelled at for the produce going bad. The fuck I'm going to get yelled at this time? Mm-mm.
Shit, nah.
I'm not getting struck by my hut. No, just kidding. He just hit me.
Not again.
Not again.
Yeah, we all know Anthony to be a violent and out of control rageaholic.
I know. He's like the calmest person ever. He's so chill and gentle. But when you get that produce, he's like, not again. And I'm like, no, children, hi.
Do you see this melon? Do you see this splotch on this melon? Does that look like a melon that you want to eat?
That isn't safe. I told you it was going to go bad days ago. I told you.
I want you to throw it out.
And you think about all the money wasted. Yeah,
you look at that pile of rotting melons out back, and you think about money.
That's so funny. He could, he seriously could not be the most chill person. Although one time he did say, he was like, well, if we're just going to let it go bad, how about we don't buy organic and then let the cheap stuff go bad? I'm like, you know what? Your attitude is jarring.
It's kind of like, but if you look at it that way.
But then I hit him. Because
your attitude is canning.
I don't know how to can. I've wanted to can some food, but it's too strenuous.
It's like a Glade plug-in, but like a fruit bowl that you just don't... Like, your interaction is to watch it age slowly until it gets not nice to look at. If you look at it that way, he's right. You could save some money just refilling the eye
plug-in. My fridge looks great, yeah.
The flayed...
Looks like I have nutrition and food ready, but I'm still going to...
Yeah, exactly. It's just more for your peace of mind. You know, you don't actually eat the fruit. You just watch it get a little older, ripen, and then you throw it out.
Get a little older.
On to the melon pile. The great melon baller. That remindelates me of... what is this? I forget what it's called. Some sort of juicerizer. Juicero.
Okay. I don't know him, but go ahead.
It was on Bill Moyer's Morning Reads. I recommend that everybody run out and pick up at your local newsstand a copy of this webpage.
This just in.
Yep.
Get your paper.
They've got a lot of good reads, good infos. If you want to talk about like what isn't fake news, it's more around that area, unsensationalized. It's like the old white guy brand of journalism that we all know and remember.
Yeah.
Where it's just like a stodgy old boring white guy going, "Here's the news and I'm really boring."
Where grandma like, used to call me on the telephone.
Yes, those good old days. I want you to put facts in front of my face and not tell me how to feel. When your news tells you how to feel, you got a problem.
Yeah. And they start with the music and you're like already stressed out. Yeah.
Or it's like, or today. Everything that I see Republican friends like, where it's like, this makes me mad, or I couldn't stop clapping. So many things, like I was going to make, because three times in a row, it's like,
funny.
I could not stop clapping. It's like, what, do you just sit alone in front of your computer and just, I am happy. I'm sharing this once I finish clapping. I have no control over when that ends.
Yes, that's funny. I never thought about it that way, but it's true. Like with the music and the tone, and like they do, like now with the teasers for like articles, they set you up for how to feel before you read it, and you're like, oh, I bet this is gonna be a good one, fucking Obama.
Obama, he's like the guy's like black. I can't even like stand it.
Y'all just started with that one. You knew I'd get mad. Okay.
Oh, geez. Well, you go on and say someone's just like a black guy. All of a sudden, you're judging them for the color of their skin. I don't know.
Okay. Hatred. Okay.
So, Juicero, as I was saying.
Got it. Wow, you didn't lose it. Woo.
No, I got this webpage up in front of me.
I'm
coming up with tricks. Like, if I just type words that I'm thinking, they'll be written down somewhere. And then, like, waking up from a lucid dream state, I'm like, what are these notes and things scribbled on t-shirts and sunglasses? And then I'll just slowly put the picture back together.
I have a small recollection of this. Yes, okay. These are clues from the future.
I remember these things. So, Juicero, it's an hilarious thing that showed up in Bill Moyer's reads. It was just kind of an aside that was fun, because apparently a bunch of super rich people invested, like a bunch of Silicon Valley folks, invested in this technology that was touted as, like, some guy who's big in the juice industry touted it as the Freddy Keurig.
Yeah.
I think that was that guy's name.
Freddy Keurig, inventor of the Keurig.
But this is like the Keurig of juice. And so they spent, I think there was $120 million invested.
That sounds like plenty of money.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
That's a
lot.
So
a whole bunch of, so someone basically like said, like what's funny is to hear the investors come back with this machine and then like, that's not what I expected. I didn't put any thought into this and apparently neither did you.
Dang it.
Shit. How did I even get this money? I found it in a shoebox. It was in a burned out house. My hair was all missing, and I woke up there, and I found this shoebox full of money. Everyone else was dead.
Oh.
Yeah, that story.
Sorry, I know I laughed first, but then I got there.
Hey, that's fun.
That's
a fun time.
Okay.
So, I blame the investors. It's kind of like that thing, like Vessel too, when Vessel was a big pile of crap, and Vessel never became a thing, and all the backers were like, "Hey, that thing didn't happen." It's like, yeah. No one said it would. You're an idiot. So anyway, the Juicero, what's funny about it is they invested $120 million in developing it.
Wow.
At first, it was a $700 price tag on it. And so that's like a lot for an appliance that's untested and new. But
or I could get a stove.
There you go. Get two crappy stoves. You can get a whole bunch of George Foreman grills and attach them together in like a Hive stove.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Then
the delivery method of the juice was basically the juice came in packets, and the packets were just pressed into glasses, and so people noticed that you could just cut open the packets and squeeze the juice into a glass.
You don't need. You don't need this stupid. Jason, stop.
all this thing does, all it is like, they're like, it has Wi-Fi, it's got an antenna in it, microchips, and it reads the barcode on the back and checks for efficacy and dates, and then it's got this press that can lift 2 Teslas, and we use Tesla because it's fancy too. It can lift 2 fancy things that are, this thing is so strong and so powerful and great, it can lift 2 heavy fancy things. And so
fancily.
No one ever thought, like, through all the, I feel like this was subbed out so much, like, so much of it was like, yeah, juice and technology and freshness, go. And then, like, they subbed it out to a bunch of people who were just like, okay, you just put this there, and sure, that seems good, okay.
That is so funny.
And then you come up with this nonsensical product that they will never get close to recouping. Like, oh, they'll be lucky if they make 500,000, I would expect, because this is retarded. And I am the retard police.
Well, we've been over that. Well, it says here, though, Jason, hold on. It says Juicero on their website. Juicero is the world's first at-home cold press juicer. Use our smart technology to start making your own fresh raw juice today.
Like, I don't know what they mean about that, because it's not the world's first, and it's not even a cold press juicer, if you think about it. It's just a press that opens bags. Like, there are cold press juicers. They're called cold press juicers, and you can buy them. And then there's food processors and
blenders.
Yeah,
your food is just cold, and then you get a press.
You get a press, and then you press the juice out of it. Yeah. Like, this is not what they say it is. It's just, it opens packets of juice. It's like, it's basically, they're the straw that you try to poke into the little thin piece of aluminum on the juice bag, on the boost jag.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. I love that story so much, though.
This machine could be replaced by a small aluminum valve on the upper part of the packet that you can just jam a straw into, and then you've got delicious juice for your children. So yeah, this is funny. It's fun to laugh at things.
It is. This is great. Okay, here's how Bloomberg described the situation.
Oh, great. Let's do it.
One of the most lavishly funded gadget startups in Silicon Valley last year was Juicero Inc. It makes a juice machine. The product was an unlikely pick for top technology investors, but they were drawn to the idea of an internet-connected device that transforms single-serving packets of chopped fruits and vegetables into a refreshing and healthy beverage. Hold on. I love this next paragraph. That paragraph should tell you everything you need to know about whether Silicon Valley's claims to meritocracy are valid. Extremely rich people driving cars with house-sized price tags thought a $700 juicer, it's since come down to $400, with DRM and internet connectivity deserved $70 million in funding last year. That's hilarious. There are 400 custom parts in here. There's 2 motors, there's 10 printed circuit boards, there's a scanner, there's a microprocessor, there's a wireless chip, wireless antenna, there's 775 aircraft-grade aluminum, there's a gearbox, there's latches that support 16,000 pounds of force. So this is basically a monster of a machine inside this veil of this nice aesthetic.
Yeah, that's like, that's a similar reversal of when you're discussing heatedly, also known as arguing with somebody about something, and you know you're correct because you have the facts in your mind and you're not being defensive, and then the person who you're talking to begins to list all their qualifications that make them more right than you, and then you're like, okay, great, you're not helping your case, you're making it worse, you're listing how bad you are at knowing how to be qualified. Like, same thing with this, like, you spent a whole shitload of useless money on this gadget that's
amazing. Dumb.
You're not making it better. Like, oh, but like, not only is it superfluous and it doesn't really serve a purpose or fill a need, we also spent way too much money developing a lot of bulky technology that's inside of there with a lot of features that you also don't need, that you also won't have because you won't have bought this in the first place. It's like, okay, you ready? Are you on board? Are you ready to sell these things door to door? Let's go.
Picture someone like on the movie The Boss with Melissa McCarthy up on stage with these huge room of investors with a little headpiece with like fireworks and cannons. And are you guys ready? And they're like, yeah, we want to feel like we're a part of something. Woo!
Specifically, I imagine the guy wearing an obnoxious sweatband on his forehead and wearing a lot of those cause bracelets too. He hasn't really learned.
A lot of hair gel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That yeah, it is funny too. It says right here, the last part, I love this. The only problem is it's completely untrue. Tests, by which we mean people squeezing Juicero packed with their bare hands, yield an identical amount of juice. Not only does it taste the same, it can even be faster to squeeze by hand than to use your $400 to $700 paperweight to press it for you. Tests indicate that the Mark I hand squeeze, 7.5 ounces of juice in 90 seconds, compared with 8 ounces in 2 minutes for the Juicero. It's actually faster. That's amazing. That is stupendous. I am so glad you brought that up. That brought immense joy to my life.
Yeah, that's a first world financial downfall that we can all laugh about and giggle at. And that's why I like to look up.
It's pretty giggly.
If you're ever feeling sad about your own failures, go ahead and just look up like epic brand fails, and then you'll find like all the shit where some company spent $100 million on some ad campaign. Like the Pepsi thing, for example.
That
like,
was fun. That was fun too.
I think the backlash to that was a bit.
It was a bit stupid.
Oversensitive.
It was.
But as a ripe example of advertising gone bad. But there's other ones like What Can Brown Do for You from UPS. Like
that was funny.
And just other things like I'm trying to think. I don't know. There's plenty.
Oh, there always is.
Oh, the Gap. They had one where this is more. If you look up the Gap. Logo fail, rebrand fail. It's more, I guess, if you're a designer or something, you'll find it funny because they had Gap was a very simple, iconic. It was like Gap in sort of a copper plate font, condensed in a blue square, and it was very simple, kind of I don't know, arbitrary, but it was iconic enough, and people gotten used to it. They tried to replace it with some like weird Microsoft clip art. Helvetica graphic that just looked it looked like you just downloaded it off of some like stock website or just like a logo generator. I'm sure they paid a bunch of people to do it though. Yep, yeah, add a square. Yeah, exactly. That's what's so funny about it is it looks so it's on the surface it doesn't look very tantalizing, but then when you read about like or learn about how much it must have taken to do this rebranding and all the thought and everything, and they just pumped out this stupid little, and then they went right back to their old logo because everyone was like, "That's retarded, that's ridiculous."
Oh my gosh,
this
is
recalcitrant.
Good one. Okay, this is funny. I didn't actually hear about this one. And so here's the head. These are like the 9 worst marketing fails by retailers. Apparently, Walmart bakes an ISIS cake.
Nice.
It says a Walmart worker in Slidell, Louisiana in June baked a cake with the ISIS flag on it. Amazingly unaware, it was the banner of the murderist extremist group that has taken over large swaths of Syria and Iraq. Turns out the cake was linked to another controversy surrounding Walmart last summer, its decision to stop selling any merchandise with the Confederate flag on it. The Walmart customer in Slidell was angry when the store rejected his request for a cake with the Confederate flag, so he tested the retail by requesting one with the ISIS cake. The retailer later apologized for the ISIS cake. But they still put icing on it.
Yeah, that's the ISIS on the cake, for sure.
We're so much better at this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let us write all your books.
I feel like I feel like this gentleman who obviously is a staunch advocate of sane ration.
Human rights.
Rationing.
Human rights.
Rations of thought.
I think he sees no color also.
Sure. I don't know. Maybe he's a big fan of Dukes of Hazzard. Which I'm cool with that. That's fine, but I wonder that's unfortunate. Did they deliver the cake?
The fuck if I know. This was just a little blurb. I don't know.
Does it say? Because I don't know if like he received the cake and then he was like,
"Yeah." He took a picture of it. No, he did. They made it. So someone
they made it, but I don't.
I was just cleaning.
Well, there's a lot of errors there. Like we need to really work on the cake review process here. You can't just be whipping cakes out all willy-nilly. You have to be careful about when and where you whip out a cake and what that cake looks like. What nationality or, you know, group of people that cake belongs to. Some people don't want to see your cake, okay? Okay?
I don't want to see your cake, okay?
Okay. Sound like a bird.
Okay.
Okay.
That is a good.
Okay, okay,
that's good.
Oh, that's a racist bird.
Oh, whoa. Wow. He needs to cut back on his drinking.
Black people
Blacks!
Black people are black.
Black people are black.
Okay, yeah.
People are black.
Certainly are birds. I agree.
Wow.
So I was just wondering if they actually delivered the cake, and it sounds like they did. And so yeah, that guy's got a narrative he can run with now, and this is how these things start. This is how Pizzagate starts, people. What, are you happy? This is Alex Jones 2. Jonesin' for more. The squeakquel.
That's hilarious. These people are stupid. There's so many more. I love this. I like to watch people fail sometimes because it's... I think we all know that it can happen to us any day.
When the stakes are so minimal, you know, when it's more just like... like you just get to see some overzealous business owner just get humiliated publicly. It's fun. And they can try to backpedal as much as they want, but you get to laugh, and they never get to take that laughter away. Unless unless drones take over the skies and the streets are no longer safe for any human to walk for fear of mortal persecution.
That's a real fear, yeah.
The grounds that you're standing on.
On the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. There you are.
And... animals are fine. They'll be fine. So will robots. Because drones are like, I don't see robots.
Except dogs. I want to know. I got into discussion.
Dogs.
With, I was yawning.
I know.
It feels good.
It feels very good. Now you're stretching.
I've been using all my body parts a lot lately to move things, so it feels good to stretch.
Oh, that feels great.
Yeah, we should do a moving update after this, but I'm going to make a moving update. making nice. Notes. I was having a discussion with Dad, and I don't agree. Me and Dad don't agree.
That's if you can a first. Believe that.
I know. We're very similar, exactly the same people, both of us being...
both of you are tall. Yeah, both of John you are Republicans.
Son. Yep. The tall, Republican, dignified... elderly gentleman of note.
Yeah, that's only him.
Wait a minute. That is true. But
you're
we're
such
talking
a
about,
libtard.
Yeah, he calls me that all the time. I'm like, yeah, high five.
Aw, Dad, high five.
Yeah, but dogs. I was saying, I would like to see because PETA, they're insane. You literally can't release pets into the wild. Dogs don't exist in the wild. Like, if you released all pets, 95% of every Fluffy would die. Like, they would just be murdered or die of starvation or freeze to death. It would be a mass dying off of domesticated pets. So not only that, but I would be interested. If everything goes to shit and everybody abandons their homes and most of the pets are abandoned anyway and have to make their way, like most people will thin out,
then
I would like to see at least what happens to dogs who rewild. Because their genes never existed before. And Dad was like, oh yeah, they'll just turn back into wolves. And I was like, how the hell is a pug going to turn into a wolf? What are you talking about, old man? That makes no sense at all. This is nonsense.
Those Chinese pugs.
It's going to be a pulf or something. It's just going to be like some tiny little short-faced wolf just like... this is what it's going to sound like.
They're out there like trying to do like trail runs. They're like, can't fucking do it, can't breathe.
Yeah. Just like shivering little huddles next to bushes. It's like, yeah, I just see a weird mass of discoloration there. Oh yeah, it's a bunch of pulfs.
Yeah, and they're just like, and they're like, oh my god, I miss my pate.
Yeah, like they're wild and they've grown tusks and like and furry like manes and things, but they're still like. They wish they were pampered. They still remember
old days. It's going to take a couple generations for them not to remember.
Well, if you think about it, it makes sense because it's like the same way some people theorize, I think as previously discussed in other episodes, that we have fears, children have fears of, pre-movies and everything, fears of bumps in the night and monsters eating them and things because as primates, that was our number one fear. We were usually up on the food chain somewhere. But we were still outmatched by... still laying on the ground and below tigers and things that could climb and run and stuff. So I would say in that way that we still fear bumps in the night, pugs, yeah, they probably would, you know, they would have dreams and they murder a bunch of wild cats or something and then feast on their corpses, then they're like... Then they have like adorable little dreams where they're dreaming of food being served to them from this mysterious cylindrical container, this vessel, onto a saucer as they called it. And yeah. and then they're like, you see the little feet kicking on their back while they're dreaming. Aww. And the little huddles.
Yeah, they're like, back when I didn't have to work for my food. I mean,
their ancestors, like, went, like, yeah, they don't even know where the memories come, yeah, from. This is like,
yeah,
10 generations removed, and they're just having another dog's memories.
Wow, yeah, another dog's memories. That's true, though. It's also funny, the campaign, which I keep imploring you to watch, and you still haven't, I don't think.
I think I watched that, but I don't remember it, if that helps.
Oh, that does help, sort of.
It helps me not watching it. It helps the narrative of me not watching it.
But where Will Ferrell has his team, where he's against Zach Galifianakis' character because he owns pugs, and he brings up, he's a family man, but he owns pugs, and then they're like, pugs are Chinese, and they show like a big China flag behind the pugs, and they're like, he won't even own an American dog. And it's just like, they just start ripping him for it, and the pug's like buggy eyes look in the other opposite direction. I just love that. Well, that's funny. I wonder if they do. What? Maybe they are Chinese dogs. Maybe we all think they're cute and they're all snorty, but they're really just speaking Chinese, and we just don't understand them.
Sinus complications and health problems in general does not seem very all-American to me, but sure, if we want to try to, I don't really care where, I don't care where you take your little pug nose and your messed up sinuses, you just, you get out.
I like their little curly tails, their little nubbins.
I don't care for any bit of it.
I understand.
I would like to see, I would like to throw, you know, just 100,000 or so, 100,000, maybe, 150,000.
150 cut?
Yeah. Dog, up in the house. Out of the house. Get out my house.
Get.
The house burning down.
You'll be safer out there.
The roof was on fire. Yeah. I would just toss them in the wild and see. And I want to come back when there's 10,000 and check out those hardcore motherfuckers. That's a pug I could get on board with. I'll be like, I'll deliver pizza to your house any day. But you don't have one, ironically.
But I still respect you.
I still respect you.
And you've never even had a dog. That's what's funny.
No, but I've been around enough to know that I don't want to have a dog. Same with kids.
I've been around enough.
Yeah, same with friends. It works on everything.
Yeah, I definitely don't want kids either.
Yeah, those Wait things are the worst. Hey, pretty soon they'll be adults, and then you can just be like, those aren't mine.
I love them. They're so great. It's just funny.
Yeah.
See, this is why we shouldn't have kids. Wait a minute. They're pretty funny. I like them, and they still entertain me, so I'll keep them around and feed them occasionally.
Yeah. That sounds like
As long as they bring me pride and don't disappoint me in public.
Yeah. You have a Shanda family.
You have a brother so much.
Just install a sword above your mantle, the shame sword. Be like, if you bring any shame on our household, I will take out the sword and hand it to you.
Down to our family.
Do not shame your father.
I am so sorry, Father.
That is not good enough. Here's the sword.
Shit! That's all right. We don't have swords. I probably wouldn't be able to lift it and wield it properly, so I just don't need one, I guess.
Well, it's something to think about. Christmas is coming up in a scant, 8 months or something? I don't know. It's already here.
Certainly so. Oh my gosh, I know! It's like the third week in April. I'm like, crap, what the heck?
I'm more talking about just the fact they're probably going to start running up the advertising cycle pretty soon. It's like that last presidential election was 2 years long. Christmas is going to just be 6 months. It's going to be half of the year. Especially now, people are so depressed. They're going to be like, I want to start Christmas early.
I know. Like Christmas
in July. Can we start it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, June, like they're going to even jump the gun even more. They're going to be like, I can't wait till July.
Yeah, all the July Christmas sales. Everybody ready. Sit outside. Well, it's real hot.
Yeah, all Christmassy. They got this new kind of snow that doesn't melt. They just come around with their trucks and they spray it. And then later they come around with other trucks and they spray other things that do melt the snow.
It's asbestos.
It's asbestos. The ground has turned a shade. I would call it black, but it's darker.
Vanta
somehow
black.
It's darker. Yeah, Fanta.
Is it Fanta? Fanta? Fanta black.
Fanta black. Fanta is the new black.
That'd be such a good soda. Like Fanta strawberry, Fanta orange, Fanta black. And then people are like, it tastes fine, but it feels like my insides are burning.
It hurts a lot.
I think that's what I'm supposed to feel. It's kind of like Mountain Dew, but just like more.
Yeah, too much maybe. So I usually just take a sip. I've been working on this can for like 3 weeks.
There was a lady the other morning. I was buying cat litter for Harriet outside. And so I went to the dollar store because she's an outside cat. She doesn't have to live lavishly. She understands. It's an unspoken agreement.
Is her last name Baldwin? Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I was sitting there buying the litter and this like lady... She's kind of hard to describe. I'll do my best. She was older. I would say early 50s. She had her graying hair pulled back into a small ponytail bun with a scrunchie. And she had a sweatshirt, but it was a more tailored sweatshirt with jeans. And then her jeans were over her, like, cowgirl boots. And she was pacing around, like, trying to, like, peek around because there's two people waiting in line. But she was trying to look at the five-hour energy. And so finally when we move, she, like shifts herself over and, like, looks and then picks it up and just looks really, like, super, like, shifty. And then goes over to the other side and finds that there's more flavors on the other side where there isn't anybody of the cashier. And then she, like, switched it out for, like, another flavor and then just waits in line, like, shifting back and forth. I'm like, and then she leaves with her five-hour energy as I'm, like, already at the car. I'm like, what the heck? Like, that lady was hyped up already. But she clearly, like, she knew she was going only for that. Woo!
I feel like grocery stores need to take some responsibility with over-serving caffeine at some point or something. Yeah,
no one can be responsible.
When a guy comes up and is, I want to... more beer. Can I have a Dragon Punch beer? It comes from Ireland. Let me describe it to you.
I'll describe. Hold on. I just puked a little. Yeah. I puked a little.
You start with puke. That was on purpose. I did that on purpose. You start with puke.
You're a little too good at that drunk guy voice.
I'm good. I am good. Okay, and so you puke, and then vodka. You know I got in vodka. What was I saying?
drunk people are so fun.
Yeah, well.
People can't be responsible for that. People aren't responsible for themselves. Grocery stores or bars can't be responsible. I don't know. I think it's such a fine line in our society, so sensitive anyway. Like, what can we do? Can we help you more? I mean, come on. Come on.
People, dumb people need to be illegally, like, there need to be more, like, caste systems, I guess.
Yeah, but we've talked about this. Who gets to make those decisions?
Should be able to corral them when they're out of control. It's like, oh, all right, children's.
Like cattle.
Yeah, you have, like, designated adults that actually, like, when shit is out of control, they become, like, the teachers of the class. And they just have to, like, it's like, just everybody, shut up. This isn't what matters.
Okay, did agree that in a crisis, we'll listen to you. Okay.
Good. I'll be one of those.
You will be, yeah.
Meanwhile, I will also shout critiques at you at random intervals through any other time I feel like to. So just nothing new.
So what I'm hearing you say is that I believe that you, in the future, in this hypothetical program that you are appointing yourself?
Yeah, sure. When you say that, I like the way that sounds.
I do like the ring of that.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, so I'll just... I'm agreeing with you.
You know what? I'm distilling the information down to try to fully or more accurately understand what it is you are suggesting.
Yep, well, you're hired, so...
Good. Good.
Nepotism.
Black people! I'm gonna go take a nepotism.
Yeah, I'm gonna go take a big nap in the White House. Yeah, that reminds me. I shared this Mimi. I think that's how that's pronounced.
Oh my god, it's the best. Yeah, Mimi's.
On my Facebook page there.
Mimi's and GIFs.
That Jared Kushner is in charge of brokering peace in the Middle East, serving as a shadow diplomat, quote unquote, reforming criminal justice system, running the Office of American Innovation, reforming veteran care, tackling the opioid academia, the opioid academia, academic, Revamping the entire federal government.
Okay. He sounds Jared's busy. Wow.
Qualifications. Married to Trump's daughter. Ah. Good. Very good.
Oh.
That's nepotism right there. So
Trump, I'm gonna go take a nap.
Just in general, not really so concerned in assessing situations, hiring professionals, filling governmental roles that they have fired people from. More just looking to help out people in their family or married to people in their family and close to them. It's the most disgusting and
it is
bald,
pretty disgusting.
Yeah, abuse of power. We expected nothing. We expected more, actually. I think most people expected Trump not to be so blatant, I guess. I mean,
Have some discretion, sir. Well, your ass is showing.
He could get away. Think about how much more he could get away with if he just did have some discretion.
That's
like,
true.
That's what's so crazy about it. It's in his best interest to not be such a jackass. So I don't know.
That's in the fine print, though, and he doesn't know how to read or have glasses
or be fine
or understand humanity.
Yeah, he could go on for two terms, literally, if he would just straighten up a little bit. Like, that's how
Which
dumb
is
he
terrifying,
is.
Terrifying, but yeah.
But that's how dumb he is. Yep. He doesn't even get the opportunity at his feet. Like, if he just acted like a quasi-normal person for
you
even 3 years.
You can't act like for three years.
He could coast into his fourth year and get reelected if he acted normal for three. That's how Republican-y the government is now and how much control there is. Like, next election, we're gonna openly, the Republicans are like, Trump's going to be like, yeah, I've got all these contacts. Like, I'm worried about the next election and the midterms for that matter. Everyone's talking about how... Oh, shit, the cat's back.
I was going to say, what the heck? I heard that.
Yeah, everyone's talking about how, you know, we can take everything back in the midterms, and then there's always the next election. It's like, have we not learned, like, this has happened in other places? And it is kind of a little bit of, not really white privilege, but just first world privilege where...
There you go, yeah.
First neighborhood privilege where you hear about crime on TV, and you're like, well, good thing that can't happen here. But it's like, everyone's thinking, yeah... America will have elections always, and they'll be fine. It's like, no, this election was tragically corrupt. We are not fixing it fast enough.
No.
And if we don't, there will not be another legitimate election in American history. Because from now on, if this is the bar that's set where things can be this suspicious and we don't just outright just stop everything
alt-right?
And fix it.
Is that what you said?
Outright?
I know, I'm kidding.
That's a confusing joke to make.
Ah!
In any event, if we don't fix this immediately, then it's only going to get worse as things have and do. Like,
but America's
election,
so
good
stable.
Good luck having legitimate results. Especially when they look so, they're so blatantly suspicious and they're not called enough into question. I don't think.
No, not at like all. Because then what you do is you completely trivialize all news sources and anyone who could question you. So they're just like, well, I know you're questioning me, but you're fake news. And then people are like, what's fake news? Let's go talk about it. And then they're like, ha, 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 distracted.
Yeah, and I hear experts and people saying that the case is building and it takes time. And I believe them, but it's like, it needs to move as fast as this.
They're like, we got to figure out how to O.J. Simpson this one. So
hijacked the government and they're using it like a bunch of people who don't actually, like, they're breaking it while they're trying to take it over. Like, we need to fix it. Now, or get them out of there. Like, they're
yesterday.
Breaking it.
You're
they're
breaking it.
Government. You're breaking it. Give
Quit.
It back. Give it
Quit.
Back.
You know what? I thought this could be a good toy for you, but you're just breaking it. Now give it back.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Amen.
Because of you motherfuckers.
These motherfuckers. That's a good one to end on.
Sure.
Yes.
So let's do that.
Yay.
Bring it down easy like the Hindenburg.
I was just
nice,
say that.
Nice and gentle.
Yep. Oh my gosh, that was weird. We just thought the exact same thing. Okay, go ahead. Well, that's creepy. Go ahead.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 1. Yes!